At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme. Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com. Sign up. Join the community. And plus, we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
You know, whenever we look at the 49ers kind of roster construction, there's a couple key themes. There's the redshirt program. There's elite fifth round picks. Diamador Lenore fits both of those to a T. Like, he is the blueprint of exactly how the 49ers want to build and establish their roster. You got this guy, Diamador Lenore, who comes in number 9 for us on this countdown. And I ain't going to lie, after training camp, I might bump him up a couple spots, which is hard to do. The top 10 of this roster countdown is impeccable. It is unbelievable. You got Debo at 10. Are you kidding me? And then you get to 9 and you're like, and that's the thing. Like, every single time I'm looking at this roster and I'm going through and, you know, we're adapting and making notes, and I'm just like, man, he should be higher. Who's next? Oh. Well, he should be higher too. Oh, who's next? Like, it's just, this roster is absolutely stacked. It's stacked. And with Diamador Lenore, like I've said this, I was on KNBR, I think is where I said it. If I could buy stock into one player on the 49ers roster who's about to just blow the doors off of what everybody in the NFL thinks of him, it's Diamador Lenore. You could say he's already had his breakthrough year, and that's 100% accurate. He was the best player in the NFL in the 49ers training camp, period. Not defense, not corners. No. Offense, defense, special teams, the number one player this 2024 49ers training camp. He was the best. Number one overall. He comes in number 9 for us. Shout out to my man Josh, executive producer of this show. Now, in 2022, his rookie year, he started at 41. Only got 2 starts that year. Then took over after week 1, right? He didn't get to start week 1. Then 2023, he steps in. He was 17 last year. This year, he's 9. Dude, just, and only going up. He ain't stopping at 9. I'm just telling you that. Changed his number from 38 to 2, which is fire. Looks awesome. 5'10", 200 pounds, exact build of the 49ers got what they want. They want a 6-foot, 200. He's a little bit shorter, but it kind of has paid him dividends. He's 24 years old. His birthday's in October. Still super young. 7.023 cone that lets him play in the slot. 34.5-inch vertical, 15 bench press reps. He's just awesome. Last year of his deal. That's what stinks. And I know everybody's like, extend him, do it now. He has already told the 49ers that he wants to negotiate after this season. He knows it's stock up. Like, can I buy stock in D'Amendola North? Like, is that a publicly traded asset? Because it's going to pay returns. This dude's going to be one of the highest paid corners of the NFL next year. And it's good that he knows his value for him. And for the 49ers perspective, it's like, come on, man, let's do one of those Drake Greenlaw deals where we extend you a couple years right now. Let's get you some guaranteed money now. But he knows, like, his agents know, dude, you're going to be kind of a top 10 corner in this league after this year. Just wait. You're going to get paid. From Los Angeles, played at Salesian High School, the Mustangs, went to Oregon. He had 35-plus offers from schools. Everybody loved this. From a big family, he's the 9th kid out of 12. They could run an entire offense with those kiddos. At Salesian, he played quarterback, wide receiver, corner, running back. He did everything. Had 1,100 rush yards, 17 touchdowns, over 600 rushing yards, 7 receiving touchdowns, 515 pass yards with 6 passing. Like, he played it all. Academics, check. Parents stressed it. Quote, "You have to stay in the classroom and do what you're told to do," end quote. That's what his parents would always say. Graduated with a 3.5 GPA, solid. And he was the number one athlete coming out of L.A., according to the Los Angeles Times, and kind of what they did. It played all over the place. He was awesome in Oregon. Comes into the 49ers, fifth-round pick. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. 398 snaps as a rookie. Most of those were on special teams. Last year, or in his second season, sorry, 2022, about 1,000 snaps. It took over, and it just proved that he kind of belonged, and then just clamps. Like, the problem now is he a better outside corner or slot guy? He likes the slot. He has fought to play the slot. You know, he was on Sherman's podcast, Richard Sherman, and said, "I wanted to play in the slot in the Super Bowl. They wouldn't let me." They wouldn't let him because Ambry Thomas, another player drafted whenever he was out there, just came off the worst back-to-back playoff games of a cornerback in NFL history almost. So if they moved him to the slot, they didn't have an outside corner. They moved Logan Ryan in the slot, who didn't play bad. Demo stayed outside. But now the 49ers, they're in nickel situations, Demo's going inside. Period. That's all that it is. And he's just continued to show and develop into just being an absolute freak. Listen to Fred Warner talk about D'Amendola Lenore.
Demo, one of the best football players we have on this team, in my opinion, doesn't get talked about enough. I think the things that we ask him to do week in and week out, the fact that he's able to play outside corner and nickel, and the humility to even do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's, like I said, one of the best players we have, and I love taking the field with him. He's just got a nose for the football, physical, can cover really well. He's been doing awesome for us.
Nicknames the Hyena, which is awesome. That tells you who he is and who he plays as and the personality. Turn it into a trash talker, which I love. Yeah, I want my DBs talking trash. It's just what it is. And, you know, might be the best run-defending defensive back we have. Him and Huff, just incredible. Jair Brown's not bad. Like, we don't have bad run-stuffing defensive backs. Ambry Thomas is maybe one of the worst in the NFL, but the rest are all incredible. 8 tackles, 1 forced fumble in the Super Bowl. I mean, he has just played in a way that is incredible. And the versatility, just last year, 345 snaps in the slot, 536 out wide. He could do it all. And every one of his PFF scores increased in the postseason. So he's somebody that shows up and plays his best when it matters, which I think is just awesome. And how we got him is great. We traded Quan Alexander to the Saints for this fifth-round pick, which I remember that Quan Alexander contract was just absolutely horse manure. It was terrible. There's no way we were going to trade him. The fact that we got a fifth-round pick, I put this, the Trent Williams, the Lakin Tomlinson, and Jeff Wilson trade. Like, there are just like 4 trades the 49ers have done since Shanahan showed up where I'm just like, whew. I don't know how y'all did those trades, but every single one of them were fire. This was one of them. You got that future fit, turned it into D'Amendola Lenore, and now what's going to happen is, worst case scenario, D'Amendola Lenore balls out, becomes one of the top 10 highest paid corners, and you get a third or fourth comp round pick for him, which is just recycled in that Quan Alexander trade. I don't know how we traded Quan Alexander that contract. Still don't love Quan, but he was, anyway, whatever. And on top of that, you look at that draft just by itself back in 2021. I know it's the Trey Lance draft, and everybody can be pissed about that. That's cool. You look at that fifth round, the two best players in that 2021 fifth round draft, we got them both. All-Pro, Talanoa Hufanga, and Diamandour Lenore. It's not even close. The next best player is probably Ernest Brown IV, right? The Rams linebacker who they're about to trade. Like, Niners dominated. That draft was a very good draft. The Trey Lance pick, that's going to set you back, obviously. But Demo and Talanoa, good gosh. If you spend a first-round pick, probably not the three overall, probably not trading three first-round picks. Diamandour, it's not like worth that. But you go back and redraft that draft, Demo's going in the first round. Period. He's too valuable a position, too versatile, just too damn good. Been healthy, too. He's played. Injuries haven't really existed at all. Last year of his deal, so excited. What to expect from him? He's going to be moving inside. Like, he'll be outside corner in our 4-3 package, right? 4-3, four down linemen, three linebackers. He'll be outside. Any nickel situations, he's going inside. So much so, they even moved Renardo Green, the rookie that they drafted the second round. They started him at slot only. Now he's playing outside because no matter what, Demo wants to play inside, which usually hurts the contract value of corners, but Demo loves it in there. So he's going to get paid. I hope it's with us. I hope we can extend him. He's number 9 on this year's list, and projecting, he's probably going to be number 5 or 6 next year, but the 49ers are just stacked. Demo, by far one of my favorite players that you could just rely on and always does the job he's supposed to do. Fits the Niners culture to a T. Physical, mean, tone setter, reliable, versatility. Great dude in the locker room. Everybody likes him. Demo comes in number 9. Should be higher, but this team is stacked. For us, we'll just keep counting them down. We are back, baby. Year 6 with my bookie. I love these guys. There's being a fan and enjoying your team playing, but whenever you're invested in it and you've got money on the line, it's so much more enjoyable. The highs are higher. Yeah, sometimes the lows are lower, but it's totally worth it. Trust me. And once you start, it's kind of hard to stop, but just always manage your own bets. Make sure you don't go too far with anything and consider this entertainment. But we're going to guide your hand. We help you here at the 49ers Rush. We post all of our bets and what we do every single week with the Niners over on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. We got you. And my favorite thing about my bookie, there's several. Easy to get money in and out. Don't have to download an app. Whatever it is you want to bet, this player, that many carries, under carries, spread, parlays, all that stuff, it's easy. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, or just use this QR code next to me if you're watching. Use promo code 49ers, and guess what? You get a $1,000 bonus all the way up to that on your first deposit. It's incredible. All you got to do is use 49ERS. It helps the show, and trust me, you're going to have a good time. And with college football season, you can bet on that if you want to. Last year, they had some of the best odds for Michigan to win the national championship. 10 times return if you bet Michigan to win the national championship before the season started. They've got all that stuff set up there again for college football, NFL, you name it. Never miss out on the action again. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime, only with MyBookie. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard. Every week in September, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you can combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple, right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win, so it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Did you know that only 13 NFL teams have been to more than 6 championship level games, right? AFC, NFC championship. Only 13 teams. That's it. And so that means, yeah, you know, you do the other side of the math, 18 teams have been below that number. Well, our guy coming at number 8 has played in 6 consecutive AFC or NFC championship games every single year of his career. Now, first part of his career was with the Chiefs, obviously the success that they had. Then he gets signed to the 49ers, NFC championship, NFC championship, Super Bowl appearances obviously in there as well. But Charvarius Ward, who comes in number 8 on our list, has already played in 17 career playoff games. All he does is be a part of winning teams. That's it. That's all he does. Success. It's all that he knows. And for us, all he knows is the top 10. He came into the 49ers 2022. He was number 9. Last year was number 10. This year, number 8. Consistency, just excellence. And what makes it even more incredible is this dude was an undrafted free agent. He didn't even get drafted. Didn't get invited to the combine. Small school to small school. And even whenever he got to the NFL as an undrafted free agent, he was traded before week one. Probably one of the best things that happened to him. He said being traded from the Cowboys to the Chiefs probably was what helped make his career. Shout out to my man Josh, the executive producer of today's show. Charvarius Ward wears number 7, 6'1", 200 pounds, 28 years old. He's still got some football left in him. This is a contract year now. Ran a 4.4. 440, that's a lot of fours in a row. 31-inch vertical, 11-foot broad jump, that's great. 12 bench press reps. He's just tough. Mississippi dude from Macomb High School, and he went to Honda Community College to transfer to Middle Tennessee State. Usually, you go to Middle Tennessee State to transfer to another spot. Now, in Middle Tennessee, they've put out some very good corners in the past decade, which is awesome for a smaller school, but this journey is very rare, and you can go back further in Charvarius Ward's life. Dude was handicapped for 2 years. He had a hip issue, had to have surgery, was in a wheelchair, crutches for over 2 years of his life growing up, relying on his family and all those things. Like, has not had an easy pathway to what he's doing now in the NFL. Again, didn't get the invitation to the Combine, didn't get the Senior Bowl, whatever, had to go to the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl, which really isn't even around anymore. It's kind of been absorbed into the East-West Shrine Game. But, you know, his rookie year, undrafted free agent, goes to the Super Bowl. He went to the AFC Championship then in 2019, played in the Super Bowl against the 49ers. We know what happened there. Played a very good game against us, sadly. But he's been the number one corner for the 49ers now. This will be year three. Signed a 3-year, $40.5 million deal. And you remember, you go back to that free agency, everybody wanted J.C. Jackson, who was leading the NFL in interceptions with the Patriots the year before. He got a bonkers contract. The 49ers went with the cheaper option, and oh my gosh, home run. Absolutely home run. Now, this is the last year of his deal, and whenever they were redoing all the deals with Christian McCaffrey and Debo and all that stuff last year, he redid his deal and created an additional $12 million cap space for the 49ers so that they could get all those deals done. But the negative to that is they pushed that to a void year. So next year, even though he's not on the 49ers, he's going to cost $12.3 million against the cap in a void year, which is frustrating. Now, career earnings, he's made some money as an undrafted free agent. $33.1 million. That is exciting. That is generational wealth, life-changing money. Way to go. Now, he was asked recently, man, it's a contract year. Any chance you want to stick around with the 49ers after this year?
A deal? I'd like to stick around. I feel like it's a good team. They love me here. I love it here. I love all the coaches, love my teammates. But, I just let my agent handle it. That's the business side of things. I'm just do my job, go out there and ball, put the pressure on them. Hopefully they give me a bag. If they don't, I know it won't be, like, any bad blood in between me and them. It's just, like, it'll be a business decision. But I'm pretty sure they'll like to have me, and I'd like to stay here for sure.
He's so fun behind the mic. I really wish they put him up the podium more often. Now, over the cap has him valued at right around $14 million a year on the next contract. He's 28, so corners, when they get closer to 30, usually kind of subtract a little bit. But I think he's going to get more than that. Last year, had 5 interceptions. That's really been the only flaw in his game, is how many interceptions he gets, because he only has 10 career interceptions. That's it. He's a corner that makes things difficult to complete passes. That's kind of where he's made his money. But now, 5 interceptions last year, right? Half of his career total. I think he's going to get closer to 17, maybe even more if he plays as consistent as he played last year. And so can the 49ers squeeze that with the Brock Purdy deal? Ayuk, where's that at? Trent, where's that at? Diamador Lenore, Talanoa Hufanga, Dre Greenlaw, Aaron Banks. There's a lot of guys that need to get paid, and this is one of the issues of being a great team that develops and drafts good talent. That's just the way it goes. So is Charvarius Ward coming back? Probably not, but for this year, 2024, he means everything, and he's tough as nails. He played through core muscle injuries, and he detailed this. I didn't pull the video, but talked about how he can't ride in his car for very long. He gets crazy lower back pain. It struggles sit down at times. Like, he just got a lot of issues. So he had to go have surgery, just like Kittle did. And again, he's young, just turned 28. So we'll see what that looks like. Last year was his first Pro Bowl season. He made second team All Pro. Probably should have been first team All Pro. I don't think there's much doubt about that. I don't want to go off on a tangent on AP voters, but by far the much better cornerback and more consistent cornerback than people that got first team. Don't look at stats. That's not all it is. If you give up the most, passing yards as a corner, you probably shouldn't be first team All Pro. That's just me. If you know what I'm talking about, cool. Plays on the Cowboys. It was a joke. Anyway. Love what he did. Last year, Arizona balled out, had 2 picks, had that pick 6 against Kyler Murray and his, comeback game where, he's amazing and they're going to be whatever. All right, whatever. We'll see it whenever it happens. But You look at, he's an outside corner, 852 snaps outside. That's just what he did. 82.6 overall PFF score. Just so consistent. Just so consistent. And the postseason, 78.8 coverage grade. Does it all. Really does. And again, undrafted free agent 2018. Cowboys signed him. Then traded him to the Chiefs for an offensive lineman that never played one snap for the Cowboys. Talk about just a total fumble. Plays out his rookie deal with the Chiefs. Then we sign him. And just has been in the NFC or AFC championship every year since. Can you imagine that? Look at listen to these career stats for an undrafted free agent guy. 381 tackles, 8 tackle for loss, 1 sack, 63 pass breakups. Led the NFL in pass breakups last year. 23 pass breakups last year. Incredible. 10 career interceptions, 1 touchdown. That took place against Arizona last year. He's just been awesome. It's crazy whatever you pay. We didn't pay top of the market money for Charvarius Ward to join us as a free agent, but it was pretty close to it at the time. I'm just going to be honest. This was a crazy value deal. The NFL, the 49ers NFL pro scouting department, absolutely home run, A++ signing, A++. And I know like we talk about like the Javon Hargrave deal and whatever else. Like this is the deal that everybody should have been pumped about. Everybody was excited about Hargrave and maybe Hargrave pans out, but Charvarius Ward went above and beyond what he has been paid by the 49ers. Hargrave has gone way below. Not that he's a bad player. It was a bad signing. But you're paying somebody a lot more money than Charvarius Ward got. And a lot less benefits so far. And with Charvarius Ward going into year 3, it's just like, man, whatever you get from him is just gravy at this point. Because he's just played so well. You've got your money returned back and then some. And whenever he signs a deal, if he does walk, guess what? Because he's only going to be going into year 9, he still counts for the compensation pick formula, which the Niners are great at. If you're going into year 10, you get no compensation value pick whatsoever. So just the gift that keeps on giving. And I really hope that there was a way, that there is a way, that the 49ers can find out to keep Charvarius Ward here for a couple more years. I doubt it's going to happen, just the dollar cents cap numbers and all that. But Charvarius Ward, by far one of my favorite players, by far one of the most consistent, reliable players on this roster, who comes in number 8 on just a stacked team on the NFL. So Charvarius Ward, appreciate you all you do. Hope you ball out 2024 and get that bag that you said in 2025. You deserve it, man. But for us, we'll just keep counting them down. All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful. You ever ask yourself, how'd you get here? You ever be in a situation where you're just like, what events transpired to put me here? That's where we are. Number 7 on the 49ers Rush roster countdown. Brandon Ayuk, who's with the team, but not with the team. Who's once traded, but isn't traded. I don't know. I really thought we would be done by now. And I'm sure Ayuk and Lynch and Shanahan and everybody else also thought this would be done or resolved in one way or the other. Whether it's, you know, Ayuk's back long term, Ayuk's playing on the 5th-year option, Ayuk's traded. Like, there are there's only 3 ways this goes. But it's not going. And it doesn't seem like a resolution is coming soon. Now, the funny thing is, I'm recording this on the 26th, I'm going to publish this on the 27th. Hopefully, maybe this video recording this is going to prompt the deal to get done just so I can't play this video. I'll cut that clip if the deal gets done. But regardless, he's number 7. He's so pivotal to what the 49ers are. 2022, he was 11th. 2023, he was 8th. This year, he's 7th, coming off a career year. We love Brandon Ayuk. He's my son's favorite player. When we go to the 49ers game, he always wears his Ayuk jersey. It's just what it is. He's awesome. The number 11 is a prominent mainstay whenever you go to Levi's. 6 foot, 200 pounds. That seems to be the metric the 49ers like for their athletes. 26 years old, in the prime of his career, ran a 4.540, 40-inch vertical, going into year five. And all he has done is year by year by year improve to the point that he was a second-team All-Pro receiver, despite being, I think, like 31st in targets, was 7th in yards. He's a stud, man, and he's a perfect fit for this system. Now, if you remove him from the system, is he going to be a true number one wide receiver for, you know, we don't know. And for 49ers fans, it really doesn't matter. For Ayuk, perhaps it does, and for the NFL, perhaps it does. But we know what Brandon Ayuk is in our system. Case closed. That's all you should need to know. It fits. Shanahan loves this guy. You remember we drafted him in COVID, the COVID year, the COVID draft, where everybody was at home. And I can't play the clip because it gets docked and takes my video down. Thanks, ESPN. But Kyle Shanahan's at home, drafted in front of his computer, much like I am now. And they trade up for Ayuk. We'll detail that later. And he turns and high fives nobody. There's nobody there. He doesn't care. He high fives nobody. His son's like behind him, not paying attention, whatever else. Like, Shanahan traded up for this guy. Shanahan molded this guy, along with Fred Warner, into Frankenstein, the monster. Like, he is exactly what you want. It's just hard to see getting rid of him now, post-draft. Nobody wanted to be here. Now, high school, he's from Reno, Nevada, went to Robert McQueen High School, the Lancers. I love that mascot. Three-star recruit. Went to Sierra Junior College in Rockland, California, then transferred to Arizona State. Can we get enough Arizona wide receivers? I don't think we can. Born and raised in Reno, Nevada. And second alum from Northern Nevada High School to become a first-round pick. Defensive tackle Sean Knight from Reed High School was also drafted number 11th overall by the Saints in 87. I love little nuggets like that. Shout out to my man. Josh, don't miss. He just doesn't. And again, you did the whole doghouse. You did the fighting with Fred Warner just to come out to be a stud. Gets a 1,000-yard season in 2022 and then just blew up last year. Really, really did. Niners picked up his fifth-year option, which is $14.1 million. It's not like he's not getting paid. He's getting paid, but it's not his value. I understand that. And I want him to get paid. I always want everybody to get paid. The way in which he's gone about it, not the biggest fan. I get it. You're fighting for generational worth. You do your thing. Whenever you make up videos about they don't want us and all the skits that he's done with his family and friends, nah, bro, not my jam. Doesn't mean I don't want him here. But with that comes ridicule, fan distaste, maybe the right word. Like, I can't tell you how many emails I get. I'm done with him. Like, I don't want him here anymore. He don't want to be here. He don't like us. Like, this is just natural. You bring emotions into it. You bring drama into it. Drama comes out. Emotions come out. And, you know, with Bosa, you just didn't hear anything. It was just ice cold quiet until the deal was done. Debo, a little bit more drama, a little bit more emotion. So far, everybody's got paid, and hopefully Ayuk's the next one. But it's been Real Housewives-ish. I think that's a fair assessment. I don't know. It's drama. It's entertainment. It's emotions. It's just what it is. Now, finished the season 7th wide receiving yards overall, which is crazy, with 1,342. Just nuts. He's always open. It does seem anytime Debo goes down, he struggles. Or if Debo's injured, he struggles. Doesn't get the ball a lot. Not a lot of targets. Averaged 6.5 targets per game throughout the year in 2024. And you look at the other wide receivers that are around him that all got 10-plus targets a game. CeeDee Lamb, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Garrett Wilson, Keenan Allen. All those guys getting 10-plus targets a year. This dude's doing basically more or equivalent to them at 60% the opportunity. But that's just the way the 49ers are always going to be. Needed a bigger role in the Super Bowl for sure. But again, anytime Debo's hurt or out, Ayuk kind of disappears. That's just the way that it goes. And Ayuk really didn't have a good preseason. Yeah, that one catch, the amazing catch off the Lions defender's face mask, which was incredible, and the ladybug and all that stuff. But, man, you look at just, he had 9 catches on 19 targets in the postseason for 141 yards and one touchdown. Most of that all came in that Detroit Lions game. I'm not trying to say he doesn't show up in big moments. I'm saying his best games are when everything goes right for the 49ers offense. And he's a big part of that. You go back to that Pittsburgh Steelers game week one, that dude set the tone for the 2024 season. No doubt about that. And, you know, being a second team All-Pro in a year where the wide receivers just went crazy, impressive, beyond impressive. Didn't show up for OTAs, right? All these other wide receivers get paid. And, you know, all the fans are like, man, why didn't the 49ers offer Ayuk a deal before the draft, before all these deals get done? Turns out they did. The 49ers didn't tell everybody that. Brandon Ayuk didn't tell everybody that. But the more and more information comes out, seems like the difficult one to work with is 100% Brandon Ayuk. If it's money he wants, he got offered $32 million from a trade with the Patriots. He said no. Got offered close to $30 million with the Browns. He said no. Got offered, you know, even the Steelers, who he wants to go play for, he said, they offered him close to $28 million. That one's still kind of whatever. Possibility, but I doubt it. But I get understanding. Nico Collins gets paid. Waddle, St. Brown, Devontae Smith, Justin Jefferson. Like, all these guys are getting cashed in. You're wanting to cash in, too. But I'm sorry, I don't hold him in that regard as a $30 million wide receiver. Not with the other guys that are out there. I think that, you know, at 26.5, 27, that's about his value, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but it seems to be the opinion of the 49ers and the Steelers as well. Now, you got to pay a premium sometimes to keep a guy and make him happy. And again, you get to average that out with the 14.1, so that helps this deal happen. But if Ayuk don't sign, I'm the type of guy that, look, man, I'm not going to hurt my team's chances now. You're going to play the fifth-year option, and then we're going to tag you next year. And if you want to sit out a couple of games, that's your prerogative. You're losing $1 million per game that you sit out. And if you look at what he's made, he's only made $12.5 million so far in his career. So each game check is about 8% of his long-term value. So you're going to play on 14.1, or you're going to play on $27 million. What are you going to do? Your choice, man. We want you here. Obviously, they traded up for him. The 49ers, back in 2020 draft, we were picking 31. The 49ers jumped from 31 to 25. They gave up pick 31, 117, and 176 to the Vikings to go get them. Now, the Vikings, their draft didn't pan out. They took Jeff Gladney, the corner from TCU, had a decent rookie year, then died in a car wreck tragically after his rookie year. Rest in peace, and I'm so sorry to him and his family. From a football perspective, though, that's not great. And Minnesota's still having problems with traffic stuff. They had another player die this offseason. They had another player get arrested twice for DUIs. Like, this is a major problem in the NFL. Hope he gets dressed. But from a football standpoint, they didn't get back any of that. DJ Wonum, who they took with 117, he started for 2 years. Now he's on the Panthers. KJ Osborne, who they took at 176, he kind of spot starter, special teams player. Now he's with the Patriots. DJ Wonum's with the Panthers. I think I misspoke there. Jordan Love went the pick right after Brandon Ayuk because the 49ers leapfrogged him. All the rumors were the Packers were going to take Ayuk. Shanahan jumped in front of his buddy LaFleur, sniped the pick. They've had problems since then. Actually, before then. No, it was after there with the Trey Lance pick. But anyway, there's just issues there. Now, according to the weighted approximated value from Pro Football Reference, Ayuk was the 9th most valuable draft pick that year. I mean, he has just been stellar. It's just such a perfect fit. 75 catches, 1,342 yards, 17.9 yards per catch. That is career-worthy, unbelievable. Just how efficient he was. 7 touchdowns, 1 fumble, had 2 drops, 12 missed tackles forced. Injuries, yeah, he's played a lot. 2020, he missed 2 games because of a hamstring. 2020, everybody was hurt. And this past year, 2023, he missed one game with a shoulder injury. Like, he's reliable. He's damn good, and I really hope he stays. I understand the contract dispute. I understand all those different things. It's just figure out what the hell you want and decide. The limbo and the back and forth and the drama is what everybody's so exhausted on. And that's why I never talk about it. I don't want to be that guy. I want to talk football. I want to talk positivity. You know, when we committed to doing 91 episodes, one episode for every player on this team, which is incredible, and I loved it. There were a few players where I was like, ah, I don't want to do that one. This one was top of the list. And I really thought by the time we got here, it'd be done. And even before I recorded today, I was like, I'll just wait till tomorrow. I can't wait anymore. Hopefully IU can't either. We're at roster cut down. Get a deal done. Figure out what the hell it is you want, and let's do this. It's best for you, best for the Niners, best for the team, best for your family's history, future, sorry. Get it done. Get it done. And you put out there all the time why you're so pissed off and all that stuff. Just tell everybody what you want. I know you're telling the 49ers what you want, but it doesn't look like you're going to get it. So what's the saying? Piss or get off the pot? Like, come on, man. We want you here. Everybody wants you here. Selfishly, I want it just for my son because it's his favorite player. And like, I don't want to, he's going to be a little more reluctant to go to these games, which I'm like, it's a long drive. It's a long day. All the stuff that we do. I get it. My son don't always want to go, which is different for me. But like, I'm like, come on, man. Like, if you play, my son will go to more games with me. Will you quit? Think about the Chapmans. It's not about me. It's about him and his family. IU, get your money, but just get what it is you want and figure out what the hell it is you want, because it seems like you don't know. And we want you here. I wish you wanted to be here as much as we want you here. Get it done. Get paid. Ugh, for us, we'll just keep counting them down.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.